It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette at her website, sosaiththequeen.com.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am a lifestyle designer with So Saith the Queen. I help women who were once uninspired, bored, and overwhelmed to now jump out of bed excited about what their day will bring. I do this by helping them clarify the top five things they are most passionate about. I was personally trained by the New York Times bestselling authors of The Passion Test, Chris and Janet Atwood. And I learned how to give women the tools they need to be immediately successful and for the rest of their lives. And if this sounds of interest to you, please go to my website, www.sosaiththequeen.com, and download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. Now, I'm super excited again today, as this is my second podcast of the show called Awaken Your Passion and Purpose. And in my podcast, I'll be talking a lot about passion and purpose. And I'm a passionate person all about having fun and inspiring others. And this series of podcasts will be a tribute to the book Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. Now let me ask you this. What will you be queen of today? Let's take a moment to think about that. Today, I think I will be a grateful queen. Now, we talked about in the first show, number 10 clue for becoming the queen of your own life was banish. And that was to banish something from your first life that you didn't want to carry over from your second life. But today, we're going to talk about the number 9 clue, and that is keep. What action, thought, or characteristic from the first half of your life that has served you well and you want to keep for the second half of your life? Now, this is something that you admire about yourself. It might be what you naturally lean on in your personal life or your personality. So speak up and claim it out loud. My husband likes to say, it ain't bragging if it's true. So for the second half of my life, I'm going to keep from the first is my high level of enthusiasm. It is something that I really like about myself. I have a high level of energy and love to get excited, and I can get excited and enthusiastic about almost anything that is fun. The more fun I'm having, the more enthusiastic I become. I love reading, playing golf, meeting new friends, camping, and cooking in competition chili. I have learned recently that I have to get enough rest in order to maintain my enthusiasm, because once I become tired, it's so easy to slip into an uninspired and grumpy state of mind. Part of how I get my rest is through transcendental meditation. I meditate twice a day for 20 minutes each. I meditate in the morning and then sometime around 6 p.m. And I've been surprised actually at my own self-discipline for this practice. I've also started going to bed a little bit earlier because I know if I'm well rested, I feel great about jumping out of bed excited about what my day will bring. Another tip that I do to maintain my enthusiasm is to keep a daily gratitude journal. Now, this is particularly helpful if I'm tired and if I've had a bad day. I keep a beautiful journal by my bed that's just as inspiring to look at as it is to write in because of its beautiful cover and its jewel button. And I write three things that I am grateful for. So today I wrote, I am grateful for, number one, technology that allows me to share my passions with others. Number two, two supper club invitations this week with great girlfriends. And number three, a good night's sleep. This simple routine can make a difference on focusing on the positive instead of the negative. So if you are a woman who is bored and uninspired, I can help. If you need help discovering the top five passions you are most interested in, then I can help. And I do this by walking you through the passion test. And this passion test is given in three sessions, totaling about 3 hours. It's regularly $300, but I'm now offering a great summer special through the end of August at 50% off for only $150. Please contact me for more details. And if you would like to purchase the copy of your own book, Queen of Your Own Life, please go to my products tab on the same website, sosayitthequeen.com. And finally, be the queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the queen.